Hey, the carrier.
Hi, this is Mari Correa.
Hi.
Yeah, just
How are
job.
You?
I'm good. I'm good. How's your work going?
Not too bad.
That's good. I just work with basically Thomas, and Thomas told me you're trying to reach out to me, but you don't have my number.
Yeah, I didn't. I only had Thomas's number, and I was hoping that you guys would be able to help us figure this out because we haven't had any issues, and then now we have issues.
What kind of issues are you facing right now?
So our email is not working.
All right, let me look into this and all right, just give me 1 second, just hang on, okay?
Sure.
Do you have my email?
Let me take a look. So when we emailed you before, it was on our other accounts, and that was, yes, Mark at robustwebsdesigns.com.
Yep.
Okay, yes, I do have your email.
So in future, let's say you're finding and basically having any more issues, you just have to basically email me. All right, you already have my email. Anytime basically you're facing any issues, I'm here to help you out, okay? So for your
Okay.
email concern, I will definitely look into this. All right, I just forward one email to my developer, and probably I will get back to you within an hour, okay?
Okay, yeah, so basically what's happening is that first of all, I don't know what the issue is with the storage, but there's not a lot of the first of all, there's not a lot of emails on there. Like, and I mean, I keep it relatively cleaned out, but there's not like a ton of emails on there, but it constantly tells us that the email's full, which, I mean, there's not a lot of emails on there. So that's number one. But the bigger problem is right now is sometimes it's letting us send it's letting a couple emails come in now and then, but it's not letting me reply to them. Like it's giving me a Windows error saying that we can't email out and and it's giving me all kinds of different excuses, like saying that the firewall is blocking it or this and that, and like I can't email like our regular email, the email that you guys made for us, it won't email our original email. So our AB Carrier's trucking email, which was our original email, like I can't email that email address from our new email that you guys made for us. It doesn't allow it,
All right,
and I don't know
so,
why.
all right, let me look into this. All right, so what basically actual email you're using right now, and what basically issues you're facing on which email?
So right now, the only email that I can use right now is our old email, is the AB Carriers trucking at outlook.com. So that's our old email. So the emails that you guys made for us, the Erin at ab-carriers.com. So that's the main email that we use for almost everything. And that email is it's not working well. It's not like it's not letting our emails come in. Like we're not receiving emails from people right now, and it's not letting me reply to emails on that site right now.
All right, all right. I already basically got your concern. Right now, you have two concerns. First of all, your main concern is that your email is not working. All right. So this is your first concern, and your second concern is that basically you don't have basically enough space in your emails. Is that correct?
Well, I'm wondering if something changed with that because it wasn't it we didn't have a problem with it before, but something like lately it's been constantly popping up, and it didn't used to do that, so I don't know if something changed.
All right. Let me basically let you know one thing. Basically, the thing is that once you're basically purchasing any emails from any server, you have to basically check the storage. So I have a couple more questions regarding the second concern, which you have, you're facing the storage error. So just let me know, how many emails did you receiving on a daily basis? Do you have any?
I mean, we probably only receive maybe like 30 to 40 emails in a day, and we don't save them, so that I probably delete half of those,
I
empty our boxes regularly.
The thing
is that if
you're deleting those emails from your inbox, but the thing is that if you don't save those emails in your inbox, but in servers, you already have your all emails because the server save all data which you receive on a daily basis. All right. So I will definitely look into this. And let's say you don't have enough space for your emails, we will basically upgrade your emails plan. All right. And we will look into this and let me check that which emails plan do you have right now. So we will just upgrade that plan for you. So let's say you will receive on a daily basis, you receive 100 plus emails. So we will basically find that kind of package for you, and then we are good to go. All right?
Yeah, see, we don't get very many emails. That's why I was kind of concerned that all of a sudden it's – because quite honestly, we get less emails now than we were getting 6 months ago because we're cutting down on the business. So we get less emails now than we were 6 months ago. So it kind of concerns me that it's all of a sudden a problem now.
Your all email savings save those emails in your server, all right? You already delete those emails from your inbox, but those emails already save in your server. So I will definitely raise your all emails from your server. And first of all, we have to upload your emails. And after that, we also have to raise your all emails from your server, and then I will let you know, okay?
Okay, so now can you show, because that's going to obviously happen again over time. If that's all it is, it's just the server's full because I've deleted them, like, from the inbox and everything. How do I go in there and be able to delete them from the server? Because, I mean, it's going to happen again in another
Let me explain you. The server thing is a little basically technical, all right? I don't have that basically access to do by myself. I just let my developer to basically raise all your data from your server because the server thing is basically technical. You need a codes.
Oh.
You basically know about the coding, so that is not possible to do by yourself.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because honestly, I think that's all it is probably that because we don't get very many.
You don't have to basically worry about on those things. I will definitely look into this, and I will make sure that I will resolve your issue as soon as possible, okay?
Okay.
No problem.
And obviously, if you can figure out why our email is suddenly not working.
Mm-hmm. All right, no problem. I will get back to you maybe within an hour, and I will let you know, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.